Hello everyone, Miss Jean here. This summer, there's an amazing event taking place just up the road from where we are in Gillette, Wyoming. It's the International Pathfinder Camporee. Now, the Camporee is an incredible opportunity to exercise your faith and to grow closer to God. And here's some good news. You don't have to wait to exercise your faith until August. There's a Bible study challenge going on right now. It's your chance to study the Bible and earn a free collector's pin too. So join the Bible study challenge today at BibleStudyChallenge.com. Everyone, Miss Jean here. Are you ready for another mini adventure in Discovery Mountain? Well, in today's episode, we begin our journey at Trekkers, where someone from summer camp returns to help Mia exercise her faith through an example from nature. Let's find out more in today's episode called Be Prepared. Hattie is behind the counter today, filling in for her Uncle George. She's going over a list of things that need to be ordered for the store.
Let's see. Eggs? Check. Orange juice? I like juice, but I think we have enough for this week. Trail mix? Jake was in yesterday. About cleared us out. I guess I better get some more of that ordered. Hello, welcome to Trekkers. I'm Hattie. Can I help you find something?
Tally-ho! I'm Ranger Bob, and I'm looking for George Simon. I was told I could find him here.
Oh yes, George is my uncle. I'm afraid he's out for a few hours. Is there anything I can help you with?
Maybe. Your uncle hired me to teach the nature classes for summer camp this year. I'm needing some supplies for my nature talks. I think I see some items over there that could be useful. Do you mind if I have a look around?
Of course not. Help yourself. I'll be over here doing inventory if you need anything.
Thank you, Hattie.
Let's see. Where was I? I think that was it for the food items. I guess better move on to the other stuff. Sunscreen. Check. Bug spray. Check. We're almost out of batteries.
Hey, Hattie. I wasn't expecting to see you in Trekkers today. How are you?
Hi, Mia. I'm well. I'm helping out Uncle George. Can I help you find something?
I'm kind of in trouble, and I was hoping Mr. Simon could help me out.
Oh, what kind of trouble?
I had this project I was assigned a month ago by Pastor Peabody for the church's youth group, and I've been putting it off, and I kind of forgot about it. And now it's due tomorrow, and I haven't done anything about it.
Oh, no. That's not good.
Yeah, it's a big project, too. I have no idea how I'm going to get it done by tomorrow. I had all this time to finish it and make it amazing, but I wasted it, and now I'm going to let everyone down.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I really don't know what to do. I've been avoiding talking to Pastor Peabody because I'm afraid he'll be upset with me.
Excuse me, ladies. I'm sorry, but I ended up eavesdropping. Maybe I can help.
Oh, tally-ho, Ranger Bob. Great to see you. I haven't seen you since last summer, when we got lost in the survival outpost. You can help me?
Maybe. I'm working on the nature classes for summer camp this year, and one of the subjects the kids and I are working on is studying the ant.
Ants? How do ants help me?
That's what I was wondering.
Well, the ant is an amazing little insect. They work together in colonies while the weather is warm to store up enough food to get them through months and months of winter. A little bit of work gathering food every day, and pretty soon, they have enough for the whole colony to share.
Okay, I'm still confused.
Well, instead of putting off the project, you should have worked on it a little at a time every day, and maybe even gotten some friends to help you. It makes the job much easier when we have help.
Oh.
Same thing for studying. Instead of cramming for a test the day before, study a little every day so when a test comes, you're ready for it and remember a lot more.
I see.
Kind of like how I was just doing inventory, ordering what the store needs before we run out. Or how we're supposed to study our Bibles every day and prepare to stand up for our faith.
Yes, exactly like the store inventory. And you were right, Hattie. There will come a time very soon when we as Christians will need to really know what we believe. and we'll have to defend that in front of important people. We should be preparing now, a little every day, so we are ready to tell everyone about Jesus and what the Bible says by being able to quote scripture.
A bite at a time, like the ants. Memorize a little here, a little there, every day. And pretty soon, you'll know whole chapters, even books of your Bible.
Yipper.
I get it. I should have worked on the youth project every day, but I didn't. So here I am, stuck. How does knowing what I should have done help me now?
Well, it may not, but you should call Pastor Peabody right now and tell him what happened. Apologize and see what he says.
Yeah, you're right. I should get this over with. Hey, Hattie, can I use the store phone?
Of course.
Here goes nothing.
I'm still just loving the idea of being an ant for Jesus. Store up knowledge of him a little every day and share it with others.
Nature can teach us many important lessons. Wait till you hear what the spider can teach us.
Spiders? Ew, yuck. I have a hard time imagining I could learn anything useful from something that's so creepy crawly.
Hey guys, guess what? Pastor Peabody forgave me and said that he doesn't really need the project done for another 2 weeks. I have more time to get it done. Wow, what a relief.
That's great. So, where are you gonna start?
I'm going shopping. I can work on it tomorrow.
Me, huh?
I'm kidding. I'm going to get some friends together and see if they can help me. We'll make a list of what needs to be done, split it up between us, and work on it a little every day. I'm really excited to make this work.
That's a good plan. Go be an ant. And remember, whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. That way, you bring glory to God by doing a great job in all things, and He will bless you.
Thanks, Ranger Bob. Thanks, Hattie. Bye.
Did you learn a lot about nature from Ranger Bob? I sure did. Ranger Bob mentioned a Bible verse. It can be found in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10. And this is what it says. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might, for there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. As we learned, sometimes splitting up bigger tasks into smaller chunks can help us to work on it just a little bit every day. I'm Ms. Jean, and you've been listening to a mini adventure in Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Visit us at discoverymountain.com to send us a message and listen to full episodes on demand. Discovery Mountain is a production of The Voice of Prophecy. Be Prepared was written by Natalie Barton and featured Carissa Rodriguez as Mia, Steve Phillips as Ranger Bob, and Anna Fall as Hattie.